Chair, Person, High Commissioner, and all dignitaries here present. First and foremost, allow me to convey warm greetings from the people of the warm heart of Africa, Malawi, and of course, the President of the Republic of Malawi, His Excellency Dr. Makathe Chakwera. I would also like to thank UNHCR, the administration, its administration, and its current leadership for the excellent humanitarian support it renders to Malawi and worldwide. We fully associate ourselves with the statement made by DRC on behalf of African Group. Chairperson, Malawi has not been spared from the many challenges affecting refugees, asylum seekers, internally displaced people, and stateless persons across the globe. The government of Malawi has maintained the open door policy and continues to host refugees despite these challenges. The challenges are exhibited by the limited resources, which is hampering our daily operations on managing refugees. The funding trends Malawi is currently experiencing has mainly affected food provisions to the biggest refugee population, as only 0.3% of the populations are reported to be well off without food assistance. Those that are benefiting from the assistance are getting half the ration, which is to the equivalent of $5, which is not enough to complete a monthly food basket for an individual. The reduction in funding has also affected staff welfare, where increment has not been made in the past 7 years. With this, therefore, the government of Malawi continues to appeal to partners for the provision of resources towards management and support of refugees and asylum seekers, as it cannot provide every support on its own. We continue to make this call, especially now that we are preparing for establishing a new camp to help decongestion in the Dzaliga refugee camp for the settlement of all refugees in Malawi, which will be in the northern part of Malawi and has a very vast area for development. Chairperson, Malawi has embarked on the review of the Refugees Act to address emerging challenges with the refugees management. We therefore call upon UNHCR and all partners to provide full support towards this review process. Allow me, Chairperson, to highlight that this resettlement is one of the durable solutions being implemented in Malawi. Our gratitude goes to the countries that are in here that usually support and assist the execution of resettlement. It has, however, been noted that this solution has become a full factor for new asylum seekers in the country. Furthermore, the administrative processes have not been transparent, and we urge countries and partners involved to involve the Malawi government at all stages to assist lessen issues of fraud. Our government fosters an environment that encourages voluntary return of asylum seekers and refugees whose circumstances of the countries of origin have greatly improved, noting that the 1951 UN Convention on the Protection of Refugees provides that no one is expected to be a refugee for the rest of their life. As we are encouraging voluntary repatriation, we are grateful for the UNHCR support, and we continue to call for support from the countries of origin. Malawi, in collaboration with UNHCR, has voluntarily repatriated 38 families, representing 147 individuals this year, with a recent cohort that has departed on the 5th of October 2023. There are additional 500 voluntary repatriation applicants scheduled for departure in November. It is our call to all member states that work together in making sure that those willing to return are accorded the chance to do so. Chairperson, I am very pleased to announce that Malawi has developed a national plan for action of statelessness with consultation from different stakeholders following the study on statelessness and the risk of statelessness that was conducted early last year. We remain committed to end statelessness. As such, we commit to take this plan of action further until it is adopted by our cabinet. Amira Koruda once said, I quote, "A refugee is someone who survived and who can create the future." And bearing this in mind, the Malawi government, under the leadership of His Excellency Dr. Lazarus McCarthy Chakwera, wishes to renew its commitment to hosting, protecting, supporting, and the management of genuine refugees together with UNHCR and other partners in finding lasting solutions to challenges relating to supporting and protecting refugees. I thank you all for your attention. Thank you.